the slight myth about us that remixes were done sort of without our knowledge or consent while we were busy playing acoustic guitars. Obviously, it's a bit wide of the mark. I mean, we did write Missing at the tempo it was written at in order to have dance remixes done at. We wrote it over the loop for Raise's Break for Love, and then had to take that loop out because it's too famous. So, you know, we didn't know it was a potential dancefloor record. When it was first done, we did our own version of it on the album, and then we immediately had about three remixes done in the UK, which did respectably well, and that was all fine. And then people thought, you know, inevitably that was it, that we were moving on from that album, we were beginning to write songs for the next one. But a guy at our American label said, well, let's get one more mix done just for the American clubs, because so far the UK mixes haven't meant much there, so let's get someone to do a really good classic American mix. And he suggested, what about Todd Terry? And we thought, well, that'd be amazing. You know, we'd be really proud to have a Todd Terry remix out there in the clubs. So Todd did his remix, and the honest truth is, when it came in, everyone listened to it and went, that's great, what a great club mix. Absolutely no one said, that sounds like a hit single. No one. So it went out there to the clubs and it did its thing, and you know, no one was massively working it or promoting it. It just gradually took off, first of all in Miami, then it spread across into Europe, a lot of the Italian clubs started playing it. And it just got bigger and bigger until it was in the dance charts and it was sort of unignorable and had to be re-released and then became a pop hit single. But it just did it itself. It wasn't massively promoted. It wasn't a pre-planned idea. As I say, it wasn't a track that when people heard it, they immediately thought that sounds like a hit. Although in retrospect, everyone says, I knew it was going to be a hit. It just came at the right moment. And I think it was a moment when dance music had got into a bit of a rut, and to have a melancholy, emotional song back on the dance floor, I think, was what really struck people.
Okay, let's do Massive Attack.